Brian, good to talk to you again, and always good to talk construction. And what I wanted to give you a chance, my understanding is that there's a great need through the U.S. to fix roads, bridges, highways. So what I wanted to ask is, because we hear a lot about this in the news, and sometimes the information's not always accurate, so I think you're a pretty good guy to ask about the nation's infrastructure. I mean, are we doing okay? Are we spending enough to keep the system in good shape, or do we have some problems?
Yeah, the fact is that we do have some problems with our infrastructure. What happened is the middle of the last century, after World War II, we embarked on this sort of great public works projects of building this amazing infrastructure around the country. Everyone knows about the highway system, but a lot of our water systems, a lot of our locks and dams, were really built or rebuilt in the 1950s and 1960s. And they were the envy of the world. The problem is that they were designed to last between 40 and 50 years, and most of that infrastructure is now 60 to 70 years old. So it's really showing its age. We've been band-aiding a lot of that infrastructure for some time now, but most of us probably see some exposed rebar in some part of a bridge that we drive through or under or near on a daily basis. And the American Society of Civil Engineers does every 3 years they do a comprehensive report card on the state of America's infrastructure, and their most recent report gives U.S. infrastructure a D+. I don't know if it's like at your house, but coming home with a D+ would not have been a good thing in my house, and certainly it tells us that we've got a lot of work that we need to do to improve our infrastructure. Yes, we need to invest more, and we also need to do a better job of investing that in that infrastructure wisely, and looking at the rules, the regulations, and the delays in getting approval that sometimes drive up needlessly the cost of a lot of our public works.
All right. Also, maybe conflicting ideas on how infrastructure should be funded by the government, that kind of spending. What's your opinion?
Well, there's a lot of talk right now with some folks who are associated with the transition team of putting in place a $1 trillion financing program. In other words, instead of having the government pay for new road projects, find a way to get the private sector to pay for most of those projects, which on the cuff sounds incredibly appealing, and in many respects is. But what that translates to is, in many cases, it's having a private toll road operator come in, either expand an existing highway or build a new highway. They pay the upfront cost, and then they recoup that expense in collecting tolls for the next 50 to 99 years from the drivers. Now, that works in some areas, in areas that have a lot of traffic, in areas where people are used to paying tolls to get from point A to point B, but there's an awful lot of the country where an enormous amount of important commercial traffic moves. Thinking of some of the highways in Montana, the Dakotas, Arkansas, yet they don't have the traffic volume because they're not near big cities and have commuter traffic that are going to make them attractive targets for these private sector sort of toll road concessionaires is what they're called. So, yes, financing ought to play an important role in rebuilding our infrastructure. If we can save taxpayers 5 cents or $1 million for a new road, let's do it. At the same time, we need to acknowledge that there's a lot of our infrastructure that needs to be financed or paid for by funding. And that means doing a better job with the money that we have, and in some cases going back to drivers or commuters or water users and saying, hey, if you want a commute that's not filled with traffic and you don't have to reroute around a bridge that's fallen down, you may have to pay a few cents more per week to use that road. It'd be the equivalent of asking someone, hey, do you want to pay $1 per gallon of milk but have it spoiled, or pay $2 per gallon of milk and have it be fresh?
All right. And, Brian, also, this is another thing I think, again, a guy like you is great for answering this. Sometimes people, hear rather high price tags on infrastructure spending, and they say, oh, my gosh, all that tax dollars. And yet, I'm sure you can talk about this. What is a construction project as far as what it means, right? I mean, people need to do the work. You need to buy the material. The material needs to be made. These people are coming to your town to work, and while they're here, they're going to spend money. I mean, I think there's probably a reason why, when we want to stimulate the economy, we tend to turn it toward infrastructure, because my gosh, I mean, you are really getting some economic activity going, right?
You are absolutely right. There's an enormous amount of economic benefit that comes from investing in infrastructure. The most obvious one is that you put a lot of people to work in high-paying construction jobs. And by high-paying, I mean that the average construction job in the United States pays 10% more than the average non-farm job in this country. And you got to remember that most construction jobs don't require people to amass an enormous amount of college debt first before getting that job. They have to learn the construction skills, but you don't need to go and run up all the debt that comes with going to 4 years of college. And as a result, if you're in those construction jobs, you're that much quicker to get to the point where you can purchase some toys, which of course helps people selling jet skis or motorcycles and that kind of thing. So you have the construction jobs, but then you also help create jobs in related industries like quarries and construction equipment manufacturers, also high paying jobs, or even the folks who make the hard hats and the safety vests and the steel-toed boots that construction workers need. And then you get a broader benefit in that you've got all those construction workers who are earning that high pay and related fields that are earning that high pay. They're gonna take the kids out to Applebee's on the weekend. They're gonna go and get a new F-150 pickup truck. They're gonna go out and they're gonna get the wife some new clothes and a lot faster than if they weren't working, obviously. But even more broadly, if you think about just about any business in the United States today, they're dependent on an efficient transportation system. Whether it's retailers who are depending on that delivery of in-demand items to show up hours before they want to sell it, or factories that are waiting for the parts to come. I mean, they're so sophisticated now that most parts show up on the assembly floor minutes before they need to go on to the motorcycle or the car or the furnace unit that they're constructing. And then if you run a service business, if you repair air conditioning units for a living, I guess this time of year furnaces for a living, if you spend less time in traffic, more time fixing furnaces, you're going to make more money. So the more efficient we can make our transportation system, the more everyone involved in our economy benefits from it.
All right, we got it. Very much appreciate that. And, between you and I, it was kind of neat back around, I think it was October, actually. My wife and I drove from where we live to Philadelphia, for the weekend.
Yeah.
And, she noted, it was all, toll roads for the most part the way there. And
yeah.
I remember telling her, I said, but look at how impeccable these roads are. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. They're so well maintained. I'm like, it is what it is. I mean, you get what you pay for, and they're paying for it. Look how nice these roads are, as opposed to some of the roads where we live that are, like the lunar rover on the moon kind of driving.
Yeah. I used to work for someone who said the worst thing we ever did was call them freeways, because there's nothing free. I mean, it's like your house, Just because the house is paid for doesn't mean you have to put money into it. I mean, I got to fix the AC and repair the roof, and, my kids certainly do a number on the house as well, so.
That's right. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Brian, always good to talk to you. Have a Merry Christmas. Yep. Maybe we'll do it again.
All right, man, you too. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.